I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the _great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can follow us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
This dude got a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Check it out.
Yes.
I'm about to update that bitch. Yeah.
Hey, as you can see, we have a fellow comedian.
Yes, we do.
A writer.
Yes.
Mr. Chris Davidson.
Chris Davidson, everybody.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one. Yeah.
Where can they find you at, Chris?
You can find me at Chris Davidson Comedy on Instagram.
All right. No Facebook?
No.
You ain't on TikTok?
No.
Boy, his social media game is weak.
Weak.
That's all right. We're gonna work on that.
Yeah, we'll get it.
But as long as you can find him on Instagram, you can find Chris Davidson. That's where you contact this dude.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
He's I'm turning four in the game coming up soon.
Yep.
And
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. And Chris, you're coming up on how many?
3 years.
Three years of comedy!
Nice.
Hey!
That's right.
It's like an applause and it cut off. Let it extend. Let it ride. He's coming up on 3 years!
Okay, I didn't want to reach out. Yeah, that's a good applause. Yeah,
nice applause for 3 years.
I apologize. That's like when he gets on stage. Yay! And then we wait.
Oh, okay.
And then we wait.
Hey! Hey, Chris, there it is. Hey, you know what? Chris? Like, now, Justin and I, our home club is the Funny Stop.
Yep.
Rest in peace, Pete.
R.I.P. Pete.
Is that where you started as well?
That's where I started, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I do most of my comedy at Crackpots.
Okay.
In Massillon.
Yep.
But yeah, Funny Stop is where I got my start. I still do there quite a bit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. You hosted a weekend.
I did. I hosted a weekend there two weeks ago for Bill Baranque.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I hosted a couple shows on Friday and a couple shows on Saturday. Nice. That was nice.
Yeah, congratulations, man. Hey, I don't know if everybody knows this, but Chris right here is a winner of the amateur competition.
That's right. He is a winner.
I mean, he had a runner-up, I think, the one time, too, right?
Yeah.
That was the night I said you should have won, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were on. Yeah. That set. Hey, everybody, the other night, last week when I talked about comedy, I was referring to this guy right here. lightweight, because this is a guy who, when his first set, you know, you seen him, he was rocky. The jokes, the way they're delivering, but you continue to work and craft a set. And he got it to a point where there was no mush, man. Everything was good. Everything was solid. Your delivery was good, you know what I mean? And it was like, it was watching you grow up to that point. It was kudos, man. It was nice to watch.
Yeah, it was.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
The 91, he did great.
Yep.
But it was my favorite set of his was like when he was a runner up, was it?
I think it was a runner up. Yeah.
He won that one.
He won that one.
And
he won that one in my eyes. I told you he won that one. Remember
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, he won that one.
There's
no
yeah,
way.
He was
I got a lot of encouragement about that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, 100%, man. So it's good to watch your growth, and I see, you know, why doing the same material is kind of what it takes. You know what I mean, to craft that 5 minutes, because that 5 minutes, what did Steve Harvey say? Well, maybe not the 5 minutes, but the same material got him paid. 500, 5,000, 20,000, 25,000, 500, you know what I mean?
Same set.
Yeah.
Walk us through your creative, like how do you come up with your material?
Well, you know, a lot of times it's based on my life, in a lot of ways. I have a lot of vices.
Right.
Shall we say?
Don't we all?
Yeah,
man.
We do.
Don't we all?
All right. I have poor taste in women.
Poor taste?
Poor taste.
Okay. Yeah.
If I meet a woman and I can't at least picture her wearing an ankle monitor, I'm not even fucking interested. You know? And so.
traumatic memories, boy. That's what that.
And so that leads me into some interesting situations.
You know? I mean, so it sounds like good women, because they sound like fun.
Well, they are fun. I didn't say they're not fun.
Not the best. Not the best for you.
Right.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
I ended up dating a succubus for a while, you know. So that
I know one of those. No.
And so that got me into some trouble. But I got some good jokes out of it, though, you know.
And you got a set.
You know, yeah.
You got a bit. You got a bit from it.
Yeah, I got a whole bit out of that, yeah.
That's what life is, though.
But yeah, that's it.
A moment of bits. A moment of bits, baby.
That's right. So that's where I get a lot of my stuff from, you know, is just real life.
Real
know?
Life situations.
Yeah.
Right. That's cool. Like, so, like, who are you watching?
Gardell,
like,
you got something on your hand, man.
Who are you watching? Like, who are some of your comedic influences?
Oh, man. I remember my first, and I don't want to date myself here, but my first thing that really hooked me on comedy was an 8-track.
Hold on.
Of all things.
I forgot they had 8-track comedy stuff, huh?
I never knew of 8-track comedy.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't they? Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah, it was Robin Williams.
Okay. Nanu Nanu.
Bunch of stolen material?
Probably, yeah. But I didn't know that at the time.
Yeah, you
know,
right.
I was a kid, you. Right? But it was Robin Williams. It was an 8-track called Reality, What a Concept.
Okay.
And, oh, my God, it was so funny. And I remember just listening to that thing. I wore out the 8-track. I did. You know?
You know what? Shout out to Robin Williams.
No, he's a performer.
He's a performer.
I'm just playing.
I enjoy Robin Williams.
Yes.
I enjoy Mark and Mindy. I enjoy.
He's a great actor.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah,
and
great
all of
actor.
His movies he were in. Shout out to him.
I'm just playing. I'm just, know, that's what happened in the comedy games.
Tremendous actor, tremendous performer.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
Whatever jokes he was doing. Whatever were his, at least, were just we're just hysterical.
I mean, because he's a great performer. Like I said, that's what I said. He's a great performer. I didn't make that up. I'm just delivering news. But I ain't taking nothing away from him as an actor. He's a great performer.
Right, right. But I tell you that.
I'm just saying.
That thing changed my life when I was a kid.
That
it really did.
No,
you know?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Him.
We for the people. We just tell the facts.
Stephen Wright.
Okay.
Stephen Wright was. I'm not a one-liner guy.
Yeah.
But I tell you, Stephen Wright, some of the stuff he come up with, man, is like, I spilled spot remover on my dog, now he's gone. Why is the alphabet in that order? Is it because of that song? Some of that shit was just so funny, and it was like, It was like, how does a guy's brain fucking work like that?
Yeah, you think Mitch Hedberg, influenced him?
Oh, yeah. Him and Mitch Hedberg were similar in a lot of ways like that. Mitch Hedberg influenced me, of course.
Okay, you know? He had a joke. I don't want to butcher it, but I heard it, and it's funny. It's like, do you want a frozen banana? Like, I want a frozen, do you want a frozen banana? No, but I want a regular banana later, so yes. What the suck?
Yeah. Well, I can relate to one of Mitch Hedberg's jokes about, I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too.
Yeah, he went out on drugs, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
The heroin,
yeah,
right? Did.
He destroyed all of his veins.
Yeah, and he was at the top.
It was terrible. I can't even imagine going out like that. It was a brutal way to go, but Mitch Hedberg was a genius, man.
Yeah, but see, he's somebody that I think was at the top of his thing, but didn't know it. But all the fans came to see him because of who he was. You know what I mean? And I think people are gonna do that for you if you keep moving forward, baby. Mm-hmm. So okay, Stephen Wright. Who else?
Richard Pryor.
Okay,
Richard Pryor.
Red Fox. In some ways.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Red Fox. See, you're... Sure. I forget your age, man. I keep looking at you like you're, younger.
Because he got a full head of hair and no gray.
Did we tell the people how old he is? He's saying Red Fox, so he's dating his age in Richard Pryor. How old are you?
I'm 56.
That's amazing, man. I'm amazed. Yeah. I'm serious, because you don't dye your shit.
Look, when Chris let his hair grow, he has an afro, right?
Right.
Yeah. So look,
no bald spots, and he shaves it down. He shaved it down at one point, right?
When Chris let his hair grow, I remember one time watching him perform at the Funny Stop, and they introduced him. And it was like Chris Davidson, everybody clapping, they wait for him. No, Chris. And then you see this afro like coming like towards the stage. Effing Chris, man.
He's taking his time.
That afro is slowly going towards the stage. And I'm like, hey, Chris, if you don't get your ass up on stage, man.
I'm just trying to build that anticipation.
He starts in the back of the room knowing he's up next.
Yeah, it was better with the afro. Like, if you're going to do that slow walk, to make sure you got the fro so I can see the fro over the audience head,
Right.
Walking down slowly to the stage. That shit was hilarious. But yeah, Chris, so you those were your influences. So what made you say at the tenor, was you 50 when you started?
I was in my 50s. I was like 53 when I started doing comedy, yeah.
So what made you say, hey, I'm going to go up and do this stuff?
Well, I always wanted to do it when I was younger.
Yeah,
we all do.
Yeah.
But I got married when I was really young. Okay. And I had a wife at the time that basically... I don't sound whipped or nothing, but she wouldn't let me.
Oh, no, I get it.
Right?
That's why things happen in life.
Right.
And you end up where you're at.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, she said she'd be too embarrassed if I went up and did comedy.
Really?
What?
She said I would embarrass her if I did it.
Hold on, did you make her laugh?
Ever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, usually when I got naked. She
laughed. He's like, hey!
I made her laugh some.
Okay.
But she never thought I was as funny as I did.
Okay, well, I mean, nobody does, really. Who does?
Right.
I'm hilarious by myself.
But, she was a pretty uptight religious woman, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That had a lot to do with
it. Okay, how old were you when you got married?
I was 22.
Okay, yeah. I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was 20.
Okay, yeah.
And Yeah, she didn't want no part of that stuff, so.
Okay.
It was just family.
And so my wife and I split up.
How long into the relationship?
After 25 years.
Wow. Good number.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a hell of a run for, you know.
Okay.
For what it was.
Yeah. I mean, you could, you know, go ahead. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I stuck around till the kids were
How raised. Many kids?
Three.
Okay.
I didn't know you had kids.
Yeah,
right?
I didn't know you had kids. How old?
Yeah.
Ages?
30, 28, and 27.
Grown folks. That's what we like to hear.
Grown
okay.
for real.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate
yeah.
it. I mean, yeah.
I could be wrong on the girl's age, but I'm pretty close.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Have your kids ever seen you perform?
They have not seen me perform.
Wow.
My kids haven't seen me perform either.
No, I forgot.
Yeah.
Boo for both of you.
No, my kids all live in North Carolina, so.
North Carolina? Where at?
My brother's in Wilmington.
Fayetteville.
Okay. All right. We got a fucking tour, baby.
They live with their mom.
That's all I hear is tour.
They live down there. Their mom lives down there, so okay. they live down that area too.
Okay.
So.
All right. How long have they been down there?
About, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
Right. They've been down there longer than I've been doing comedy.
Okay, so they're ready to hear your ass do some comedy. Yeah. That sounds like.
Yeah.
Maybe you could send them a link to this so they can.
Well, I'm going to send my son a link to this. So.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Hey, don't worry.
What's your son's name?
Benjamin.
Benjamin, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Please do. Yes. Right here.
It's going to be right there somewhere.
Anyway, right?
Yeah. Hey, so, man. Well, sorry, Benjamin, but you've been missing out on a lot of good things that your father's been working on up here. And, you know, things happen in life, and you know what I mean? People go separate ways, but you're still here, you're still alive, and, you know, it's, you know. Should be witness because you're up there on stage making people laugh.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Entertaining the masses.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so.
So at any rate, so that, you know, it was kind of weird how I ended up getting into comedy.
Uh-huh.
I actually was working with an organization that was having a big get together.
Okay.
And I hired a comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't even remember the guy's name.
Damn it!
But I hired a guy from South Carolina.
Okay. How'd you find him?
Through the organization.
Okay.
It was a 12-step group of recovering addicts.
Sarah was.
Shut it up, man. Shut it up.
And I hired this guy. And I was cracking him up on the phone. We were cracking each other up on the phone. And he said, man, you should open for me.
Really?
Wow. Yeah,
okay. Nice.
And so I opened for him at this conference.
Okay. How much time did you do?
I ended up doing 15 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Your first
man.
Time your first doing time? Comedy?
First time doing comedy. I did 15 minutes.
Nice. Congratulations.
And I killed.
Nice. Well, of course.
Because I was just talking about
life.
Talking about drug addict shit with a bunch of drug addicts.
You were wild at that point.
And it was all wild. It was all on point. They got it. I knew a bunch of them. So, you know. Good. And it was a great time.
Right. How many people were in the audience?
About 100.
Okay, that's a great crowd for you.
Yeah.
To start off, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. That's what's up.
You know, quite a few of them were my friends. And
okay,
so
yeah.
It went great.
Okay, awesome. So after that, what happened? Like, how'd you...
Then a bunch of them encouraged me to go to an open mic.
Okay.
So I went to the Funny Stop.
Nice. Hey. So and then it just started from there. Were we there, weren't we? Were we there last night?
I think you were.
Nice.
Pretty sure you were, yeah.
I think Cordell talked to you.
Yep. Yes, he did. He approached me after
Of course
that.
He did. Of course he did. I know he did. I fucking he did. Know he did.
He did. He did, and he encouraged me. And he told me that I definitely should do this. And I have a lot of years singing and playing guitar.
Yeah, so we found out about that.
And so I had a certain comfort level on the stage.
Yeah. Already. That helps.
And so that helped a lot.
Yeah. Okay, but you don't do it no more.
I do it sometimes. I'll go out to an open mic. I'll take my acoustic guitar.
We're talking about stage.
When you hear open mic.
Oh, you mean like the music open mic.
Like music open mic.
Okay.
Yeah. There's one I go out in Kent on Sunday nights sometimes.
I'm looking for a funny Chris Davidson song is what I'm listening for. We need stage.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about it earlier on the phone, and that was a decent hook.
She's my wife, she's my sister. It all that started one, when I kissed her.
That one and his the other one.
Oh, that's...
I can't picture her unless she's wearing an ankle bracelet. That's a good old country song.
Yeah. Oh,
I just got the one punchline about being... Meatloaf old.
That's what
I would do anything for love, but I won't eat ass.
Yeah, boo.
I don't blame him. I'm with him on that. You know, I guess I'm Meatloaf old too.
That sounds like y'all had some terrible experiences with stinky poo poos.
Well, it don't matter. I'm not going to eat
that. If a woman's clean and you're down there and you're just. Yes. If you're doing it right, yes. Yeah, your legs are back. Yes.
I don't know, man. Shit comes out, I ain't going in.
That's because...
I'm with you on that, Chris.
People don't wipe cleanly. Piss and blood comes out of the other thing, but y'all... And babies. Piss, blood, and babies. And a little poop. You're worried about a little poop.
Oh my goodness gracious. Boy, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, I told you. Don't get me on the subject, dog. If you learn to wipe your ass properly, we have no problems. Shower correctly.
He has no problems.
Clean your ass. Yeah. Clean your ass.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Clean your ass.
Anyway, back to comedy. Yeah. Yes. So,
great transition.
So, you know, you've been doing, the open mics and the stand up, and you know, you started at 50 something. Like, you, how has it been? Like, how have your experience been?
It's been good. It's been really good. I've met a lot of great people. Some really great people.
Right.
Yeah. I met mostly really helpful people in the industry.
Okay.
I've gotten to do some awesome things. I found out my strengths. I found out some, I don't want to say weaknesses.
Yeah.
I found some areas that I could improve.
There you go.
I would like to be better at.
We all do.
Things like clean comedy.
Yeah.
I think that I have the ability to do it.
You do.
I just don't think I'm very good at it right now, but I'd like to be better.
It's where your mind goes. That's the problem.
You know?
Yeah.
You know what's hard with me with clean comedy? And maybe you can relate, because my mind's so wild. Anything sounds clean sounds boring.
Right.
Not interesting.
Right.
But that's not the case.
Right. I think part of it is I feel like it's so hard, just in general, it's so hard to make people laugh.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would I do it? Why would I try to do it with half my vocabulary tied behind my back?
Exactly.
Right.
But it's just scenarios. And see, the problem is we're thinking about where we live in our minds. And not where the normal people are.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Because I ride the line on drugs, sex, you know, all that filthiness and shit. You know what I mean? So it's hard for me to even think about, like, I mean, I have an idea as far as, like, you know, anybody else have a Q-tip monster in their house? I mean, I buy a pack of 800, and every time I go to get some, they're gone.
Right. Right.
It's like, who the hell used 800 goddamn Q-tips?
Right. Is there a mouse problem that's eating them, or what's going on?
They
right?
automatically disappear, and then you find trying to look for stragglers and shit. And, oh, yeah. I found one. You know what I mean? Deep in the fucking cabinet or some shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, that's my thought of clean comedy right there.
Right. But just the same as with me, I have a hard time telling that without dropping F-bombs.
100%. Well, right. That, so you know how I eliminate that? And this is what I write, like physical to paper.
Right.
Because if you write your ideas out, I normally don't write fuck. You know what I'm saying? I'm normally not like a shit, fuck, ass. Like, I don't write that. I try and write the joke as the joke. The problem is once you go on stage and you're loose and you fucking... I mean, at the Funny Stops, it's not as hard to do because, you know, it's easy because you know the parameters, you know what I mean? And you got to be clean so you can say... Like, I stretch it and say ass and shit, you know what I mean? But I don't drop F-bombs. And to me, that's clean. Right. But it's not.
Well, the thing is that there's varying degrees of clean.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a guy that I have worked for up in Cleveland who has a definition of clean. Like, I did a thing at Edgewood Park for him.
Okay.
Who has a definition of clean that would be more what would be considered universally as clean.
Okay.
No shit, ass, no sex talk.
No sex talk.
Drugs.
That kind of thing, right.
Damn, that put me in a... That put baby in a corner.
Right. That is really difficult for me. Now, Funny Stop Clean, you can talk about fucking, you just can't say fucking.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
That's a lot easier for me to do.
Right. Yeah.
Because if I'm cognizant of it, if I'm watching myself, I can usually avoid
dropping an F-bomb. Right, yeah.
But I have to be very careful of it.
Yeah.
That's a little easy for me.
What's that?
No, you're ready to go on fucking cruises and shit. Dude, your material, other than the one, the other one,
I think you got
two bits.
I think I got material for clean and dirty.
Yeah, but I think really only two bits that are real, like, I don't think you could use in a clean area. And one involves a fist.
When you're talking about hitting it from the back and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I can eliminate that.
Yeah, you can eliminate that.
I can eliminate that. And yeah, I can eliminate that.
Yeah, but, that one's...
But even that... I get away with it at, you know,
the
Funny Stop.
Yeah, that one's a good one at the Funny Stop. That's a light, you know.
Yeah, but
the other one's Funny Farm and other places with the fist.
Yeah, I mean,
in the shot. No, sorry about that. No.
I can, you can just write different material. Like, it's some material that I stopped using because I wanted to, you know, just advance and work on other stuff. But I think I got a good clean 15 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, probably more because there's stuff you haven't worked on in a while.
Yeah.
Invisible.
That's clean. Yeah.
And that works. You know, it's just putting it together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Chris, I think you know, like, your work is good and clean and... You know, you don't drop a lot of F. I haven't heard.
I mean, if he's free, I've heard him. Because if he's free,
like at the Funny Farm, maybe.
I mean, but if he's not conscious, he used to do that in the beginning. I think he's gotten better.
he's gotten better.
I am better than I used to be.
You've gotten better.
Bombs. Yeah.
Nah, man. That's why I love the game because, you know, they say it takes 10 years and it's like, God, I ain't got time. You know what I mean? It's like, here in your age, and it's, nope. But it's like, I like the fact that you finally decided to, like, I'm going to do it no matter what. You know what I mean? Because you're not, you know, we're all at a certain point and it's like, I don't want to regret not trying.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I know it takes a long time, but think about if you wouldn't have started, you wouldn't have won a competition. you wouldn't have hosted shit a weekend at a comedy club.
You hosted like several times though.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, if you would have never even tried,
right?
You've been sitting at your house, sitting watching TV.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Playing with my dick.
Yeah. Maybe the guitar.
Yeah, I was thinking the guitar.
Maybe the guitar. I don't know.
No, Diddy.
I was thinking.
Maybe both.
Maybe both.
Yeah. Well, I used to play naked guitar in the dark. But, that's what
inspiration,
I
guess. You know what I'm saying? Bing, 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 bing. Can I do it with that? Bing, 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 bing. No, but the fact that you have a musical fucking talent, man, kudos, because I used to, you know, play the trumpet in high school, and I can't read music for shit. And so now I can't even, like, play instruments.
I played trumpet in elementary.
The fact that you play the guitar, you know what I mean, is that's dope.
Yeah.
And you don't bring it on stage. I'm upset. I ain't.
What
a way.
I thought about doing it.
You should.
Well, now. It should be even more because
I think you should just walk around.
There could be a little part in your set where you want to do a song.
Carry your axe on your back like it's a weapon, and then just whip it around and get on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, have at it.
I mean, Brian Gallagher, shout out to Brian Gallagher. He does that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't seen Brian in a while.
Yeah, I know. He's been MIA, but he has that little ass, you know, was it ukulele?
Or something.
Yeah. I don't know what it's called. I'm so stupid.
I don't like the idea. I don't like props. Guys that play acoustic guitar and sing. There's a guy named Pete, and I can't remember his last name, that plays an electric guitar and sings.
Okay.
And that's pretty dope.
You like an electric guitar?
Yeah.
That's what you play at home?
I don't have an electric guitar. I sold my last one during my last relapse.
Oh, damn. He needed some money.
Wait,
I needed some money.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Relapse. So, wait a minute. You're clean now?
I'm clean now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long?
11 months.
We're going to hold you to it.
He said 11 months.
We're going to hold you to it. You're moving. Yeah. Meanwhile, we're having drinks in front of him. Yeah. But he knows.
Yeah.
It's been approved, people.
Yeah.
I'm seeing him at the comedy club. We're not just doing it because we wouldn't have done it. He was looking at my corner in there, and I was like, stop.
The evil corner.
No. The evil corner. Stop, Chris. Stop. Yeah.
No, I'm not drinking today.
No.
Not drinking here today because alcohol makes me want to smoke meth. So
what the?
Hey, man. I've been there. Not meth. Yeah. That's wild nights though, I'll tell you that.
But I got 11 months off of all.
There you go, congratulations. It's a big problem.
All well, mood and mind altering substances.
Good.
As they say.
Good. You just jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, this Mountain Dew's got me fired up pretty good.
You mean Midnight Paco Dew.
But if I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, man. No, 100, congratulations.
No, that's great.
And you said relapse, so that means you were clean for how long prior to that?
I was clean for a little over 4 years.
Okay.
That's dynamite,
okay,
man.
And then I...
Then you became superstar and decided to party. See,
that's what it seemed like.
You win one amateur competition and now you're the man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind talking about it, but it's kind of long and boring.
No,
complicated.
Hey, man,
but
people out there go through shit, man.
Yeah, I lost gratitude. I'll be honest with you. It's okay. The biggest thing that happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I started thinking that I was a recovered addict, which is. I think a recovered addict's like a fucking unicorn or something, man. It doesn't really happen, you know.
Wow. Once you're,
it's like you can't unpickle a cucumber, you know what I mean? Once you're an addict, you're an addict.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you have to be a using addict.
Just different vices.
Right? But once you're an addict, you're an addict.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need to be able to keep treating that.
Right.
And I took my eye off the ball, and I kind of wallowed in some self-pity.
Right.
Because, you know, maybe the I didn't think the comedy thing was working as fast as I wanted it to or whatever. And
it doesn't, man.
Next thing I know, here I was sucking on a meth pipe again.
Right.
And got myself fucked up. And I think that definitely slowed my comedy career to an extent. I think I may be a little farther up the food chain, as it were, a little farther in my career if I hadn't have done that. But I'm clean now.
Congratulations. Good.
And I'm growing and I'm progressing and I'm definitely doing a lot better than I was.
Nice.
And you know, I'm just grateful I have this opportunity, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, nothing people like more than somebody that fell and got back up. Fell and got back the fuck up.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know what, Chris, to be honest with you, like the reason why, you know, We asked you to be on the show is because, you know, we're a fan of your comedy.
Yeah.
We like the way you do what you do on stage.
Yeah.
And we encourage you to keep going, man, because you're like a natural up there, dude.
So. Yeah. To piggyback off of that, man, we seen your growth, man. And we seen where you can be. You know what I mean? You have a lot of potential. And what we've learned within this comedy game is that the only thing stopping you is you.
You.
You know what I'm saying? And that you create your own path within this comedy game. You know what I mean? You reach out to bookers. You can reach out to whoever. You work on your set. You know what I mean? You can put together a show. You know what I mean? You have the ability to do what you want within said game. It's hard.
Yeah.
Especially at our age, it's hard. So being funny, like you are, helps, because then people want to put you on shows and things like that, but you have to stay at a certain mindset, you know what I mean? And once you start falling off, that's when people realize, because they can see it, you know what I mean? They know how you're moving within, you know, you show up to a show late, you know what I mean? Or you don't, things like that, you know, because of your vices, you know what I'm saying? It's like people witness that and they see that. But I've seen that. I didn't even know, to be honest, that you relapsed.
No.
Not a clue. Because we've met you since you started, and to hear that you relapsed, I had no idea until you told us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like one of those deals where you've handled yourself well when you've been out. You know what I mean? I've seen no pity. I've always seen Chris out there trying to do comedy. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like keep rolling and doing what you're doing, man, because you're on the right path.
So in addition to, like, you know, doing dope jokes and, you know, and hosting, are you object to doing any other thing like acting or writing or?
Yeah.
Well, you already told me you're a writer, but what about acting? Were you know, how do you feel about that?
I don't have a face for acting, man.
Hold on. Because early on in my days of starting comedy, which that's all I want to do, but sometimes opportunities arise.
No. Fuck that. All Justin wanted to do is, all I want to do is my comedy. I just want to do my comedy. And I'm like, Jay, what the fuck, man? This is a good springboard to do whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Right. You can, you know, like, from a comedian, you can springboard to your talk show, like Steve Harvey. You can act in a sitcom. I mean, somebody might be looking for Chris Davidson for you to be just like how you want.
Just how you are. Your look, the fact that you have that past. The fact that you have the knowledge of the past.
Your sense of humor.
You know, look. I'm just going to have you look.
Look at
it. Look. I'm on a movie poster.
Yeah.
Didn't ever think I was going to be in a movie.
Especially when you're like, I just want to do my comedy.
You know what I'm saying?
Look, that you're doing more than comedy now,
there's another comedian here. Steve Prince. Shout out to Steve Prince.
Shout out to Steve Prince. He's doing his thing,
you know what I mean? There's... Within this realm of comedy, you know what I mean, you have opportunities to do other things.
Right.
And just your look. Come on, man. What's that show? It's a cartoon. We talked about it with King Bob Watson. Yeah, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
You'd be like a perfect, like, Cartman.
Okay. What, Cartman all grown up? Fuck Justin. Don't insult our guest. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm just saying there's people out there that could play a role. No. So right. You being you with your past and your personality, you can play a role in a sitcom or some type of shit. You know what I mean? So never sell yourself short is what I'm saying.
Well, he's just saying he don't have a face for it, but maybe he just... Well, I can't speak for him. He's right here, but...
Yeah.
But, Chris, have you ever thought about doing any acting or anything like that, or...?
Not really.
No?
Not really.
I mean, you have a face for being on stage, right?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought about doing voiceover work and stuff like that.
That'd be cool.
That'd be nice.
I know I've got a good voice. I mean, I know I've got a good voice for singing and voiceover work and things like that.
Oh, shit, you're singing too?
You sing and voiceover, that's something, you know, that's...
You know, I was actually in a rock band for about 5 years.
Nice. What was the name of the band?
It's called Foolproof. It was a Christian rock group.
Nice. Okay. That's dope. Okay. Foolproof?
Foolproof, yeah.
Nice. Hold on. Christian rock, but yet you can't write clean material.
That was a long time ago.
What are we talking about here, bro?
That was a little different guy.
But still, it's in you.
That was a different guy, yeah.
I asked you to bring your axe. I don't know why you didn't. Did you? Is it in the car?
What? Oh, yeah, his merch?
No, his guitar.
Oh, yeah, you didn't bring it.
Oh, shit. I didn't bring my guitar and I didn't bring my merch.
He didn't bring nothing.
Damn.
He's not used to
want his t-shirt up here.
He's not used to being a celebrity.
He didn't want his t-shirt up here.
He didn't want it rotating in the wall.
Yeah, he didn't want it. He said, fuck us.
Of a popular, nominated
podcast.
I got like 10 brain cells left, man. I forget your name.
No, it's all good.
It's hard to be a celebrity. It's hard to know when you're going to be a celebrity.
He gave us his demand list, but he couldn't bring his ass.
Yeah, right?
He was bring me some M&M's and I don't want the fucking...
No green ones? What the fuck? I bought like 3 bags.
And you should have seen it because he came up here like, why is there fucking green ones in here? I'm like, damn, I just got through picking up all the damn M&M's.
He just knocked the shit over. I was like, damn, look at you all celebrity.
Damn. No, but Chris, like, you know, some voiceover stuff and some more comedy stuff. That's dope, man. I mean, you got my support, man. Full speed ahead, man, because you're good.
Yeah, and you said, you're worried about how far it's gotten, but you're hosting.
Right.
You're doing hosting and you know, you're getting gigs and, you know, you're doing it. So it's like, you know, the whole thing is we go out there and we just build on it. You know what I mean? You already have so much time. Now it's just continuing it, man. It's the process, you know, but it's like, how far do you want it to go?
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's a lot of work because you got to think about it. It's like, how do I get seen out of so many people out there?
Right. Right.
But you're only on Instagram.
Right. I was going to say, I need to significantly improve my social media presence.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on Instagram. Now he's on the worldwide
Midnight Paco podcast.
That's right.
So you'll have clips, you know, that you can post. You know what I'm saying? We'll give you those. You know what I'm saying? So it's to throw it out there. It's like, look, sometimes it don't work, but sometimes somebody else sees a clip and somebody else sees something that you post, maybe a joke, something like that. You know what I mean? Oh, who's this guy? You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, don't burn your material, obviously, but you can throw 30 seconds out there.
Right.
What's 30 seconds out of a 5-minute bit or a 5-minute set? You know what I'm saying?
Or a 15-minute set.
Or a 15-minute set. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's not always about burning. You ain't got to do the whole bit. Like, some people will put out their whole bit, and it's like, you're burning your whole set.
Because then somebody sees you, and they're like, I already heard all that.
Yeah, but necessarily, you may have changed it since then, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I've added to things that I've already put out there. And not only that, the performance of it.
Right.
You think about, you know, early on, you're robotic. Just trying to remember your shit. You know what I mean? And just like, so now you're getting the feel of it. You know you're set. You're up there. You're comfortable because you know what's coming.
Right.
You know, that's like, hold on, before, like when Chris Rock was like, you know, he's killing, and he's standing and saying, like, y'all don't even know what's coming next. You know what I mean? You know what your set is. You know what I mean? You know how it's worked.
Well, I mean, I call it comedy practice, Chris. You know, like a legal practice or a medical practice, we're always practicing, trying to get better. And I've definitely seen your growth. I've definitely seen my growth.
Yeah.
I was going through my older stuff, and I'm looking on YouTube, and I'm, like, cringing, like, looking at some of my older stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. Dude, get your shit off
I mean, just last week I had a terrible sex. So it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, ooh. You gotta constantly be sharp. You gotta stay on it. You know what I mean? Because we ain't been around a while since last week. And I know you were good. You Thank were comfortable. You were consistent. I was trying new shit and then I jumped around, so it was like, burr, burr, burr. Who is our button for burr, burr, burr?
We ain't got it yet.
Damn it. So,
it's been a little while since I eat a dick, but you know, it happens, you know?
Yeah.
You just get up there and you're just like,
pause.
Yeah.
You walk off and you're just like, you know what? I ate a dick.
It was a bad night.
I mean, sometimes you just don't make a love connection with the audience, you know?
Yeah.
It's like...
And you know what?
It could have been me, could have been the audience, could have been...
No, you know what?
The universe, could have been whatever.
I got to stop saying that, because I said that last week, and rightfully so, kind of, because it was mostly comedians and this and that, but you know what? I have to say, I have to even stop even thinking about the audience, because if you're funny, people are going to laugh.
Yeah.
If it's just comedians, but if it's funny, they're going to laugh. And I know a lot of times people hold back, but I got to stop even thinking about blaming the audience. Obviously, it was my performance. It was how I delivered it. Everything about it was not good. You know what I mean?
So Chris, how do you deal with when you're doing your set and you don't hit the mark where you think you should? Like, If the audience not reacting how you think, how do you deal with that?
Especially when you kill before with that same set.
With the same set. Right. We all deal with it.
Right. Some of that depends on, is that audience reacting to other comedians as well?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yep.
Say I'm the eighth guy that comes up.
Right.
If they haven't been responding to anybody else,
mm-hmm.
it's easier for me to accept that they're not responding to me, right?
Yeah, but see, that's where I get into that groove. But then I think, no, because if I'm fucking funny, I should be able to make them laugh, no matter what the situation.
And I get that. But I'm not necessarily beholden to whether I'm getting laughs or not. Now, I mean, obviously the goal is to make them laugh.
Yeah.
But I'm judging me against me.
100%.
Right? I'm judging me against, am I doing the best I can?
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm recording everything. I'm audio recording myself every
video.
Night.
Yeah. You don't get video. But
now, sometimes I video. I video when I can.
Okay.
But I audio record everything. Right?
Yep.
And so I have that on recording. And so I know I'm going to go back and listen to what I did and see how well I did. Because sometimes, and now that's another thing I've learned, is when I record, sometimes I think I'm not getting the reaction getting.
Yeah, right. We've been there.
Because I can go back out. Because a lot of times I'll record and I'll go out right after I perform.
Listens to it.
I go out and I listen to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just stuck up the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go out and I'll listen to it.
And you heard the laugh.
And I'll find out, man, these people were, I was getting a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
I just wasn't necessarily getting laughs from the front row that I was looking at.
Or the people you thought.
Right.
Or the people you thought.
I had a couple of people giving me stink eye.
Yeah.
And I thought I was bombing.
Yeah.
But I was actually getting pretty good laughs.
Yeah.
And so I don't necessarily go by the instant reaction that I think I'm getting.
It's tough,
I just try to... Oh, it's tough. It is tough. But I just try to focus on what I'm doing, hitting my marks, hitting my lines, and making sure that I'm giving the best performance I can. That's what I'm doing.
Yep.
No, but that's good, Chris, that you know, like... And that's the importance of... I tell all the comedians to record your set.
Yeah.
You said you got audio. But like you said, you listen back and you notice that you actually got more laughs than you thought you did. Because sometimes you can,
yeah,
hit those points and you where you normally get laughs and you don't get them.
Yep.
And you, I call it tripping over crickets. You know what I'm saying? Because you can definitely be up there, and if you're not getting the laughs where you think you should, it messed me up before.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
I tripped over many a crickets.
Yeah. I hate that because you're so used to getting a laugh there. It's like, wait a minute. Wait, what, huh?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you people? But it's not. Obviously, I don't know. Maybe it's the way you delivered it. You know what I mean? And that's the way I got to get my mind to reset. You know what I mean? It's just like, it's so tough. It's so fun, but it's tough because it's irritating. Right. You know what I mean? And everyone wants to... I don't blame the crowd unless I know it's a bunch of comedians. But even so, it's a bunch of comedians. So if you can't make them laugh, what the fuck? But I know how it is in a room full of comedians. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all.
So here's another question for you, Chris. Like, many people have many different personalities. Mm-hmm. Would you consider yourself a people person? Do people coming up to you...
No.
Do people like okay, being it, all right, here's the truth of the matter, and I'm not bragging or nothing, but you're getting popular, you know, people coming up to you, they congratulating you on your comedy,
right?
How is that mentally for you? How is that working for you?
It makes me feel pretty good.
There you go.
Yeah,
dopamine. It does. Yeah. I mean, I get off on it.
Okay. Yeah,
but do you talk? I mean, are you shy? Do you hold back?
How are you?
No, I mean, honestly, I've been in sales since I was like 14.
Really?
I've been selling this meth, y'all. No, I'm
kidding. Well, I've sold some of that.
Yeah.
I've sold everything from rock salt to toilet paper to
crack cocaine,
mortgages to dope to you know.
So you're saying, but you don't seem you're not insurance. Outgoing. You're not outgoing at all. You're not outgoing at all.
Justin, damn.
Hold on. Since we've met him, Chris is quiet as fuck.
Yeah, he is a quiet dude. He's
Chris
off to himself.
Chris is quiet as shit. He's always to himself.
He is.
Until
but
he starts talking, then he tries to run bits on you the whole time. And he's dropping bits throughout the whole conversation.
No, but I mean, because it's a transformation for everybody. It's like, you know, I don't know about being a celebrity and things like that. So I was just wondering, like, how is it for you? Like in my mind, when you won that competition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And people were coming up to you congratulating you. It was like...
He was awkward as shit.
Sort of. I'm not going to say he's awkward as shit.
I thought he looked... But he enjoyed
but it. It looked like he enjoyed it, but it looked like...
He wasn't ready.
Yeah, like, why are you talking to me? Like, oh, no, like...
That's
awkward as
shit.
I'm not going to say awkward as shit,
I mean,
Justin.
He looked like he enjoyed it, but he was, like, uneasy... With the compliments all like that. Because you know, hold on, I'm gonna answer this real quick before you answer. Was it because all these motherfuckers are trying to act a certain way against you and then all you won, so now they're like, who the fuck?
I tend to be skeptical.
Okay.
I tend to be mildly suspicious.
Okay.
There's a line in an old Rush song that says, I can't pretend a stranger is a long awaited friend.
So I was right.
Right.
So I was right.
And so, yeah, I mean, to some extent, I'm like, oh, so now I won. Now I'm cool.
Right.
But before, you didn't think I was funny.
Right. It's okay. See?
That's only with certain people, though.
Of course. Yeah. Because we were cool from the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
So I wasn't like that with you.
Yeah. I know, yeah. Well, because the problem is when you're new, we're not that way. Right. We come in with an open mind thinking, oh, it's all comedians. You know what I mean? But no, people like to judge.
But there are some fucked up people in this business.
100%.
And those people, yeah, it's kind of weird when those are the people that are trying to cut you down.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, man, I knew you'd won.
Right.
I knew you'd win or whatever. And you're like, no.
You had no chance. You had no thought of me.
No, you're the same piece of shit that was saying that I wasn't funny before.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And now that I won, now...
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. I get it. I mean, all that shit.
I don't hold resentments.
Right.
But I don't forget shit.
100%.
Hello.
Hello.
No, I feel that, man. You know, you don't hold resentments. Like, you know, for me, you know, it's always good to see you, but I remember how you treated me. I remember,
yep.
you
mm-hmm.
know, how you treated me in the beginning with mm-hmm. the things you said.
Yep.
You know, but, you know, I'm very confident with the network of the comics that we came across that actually messed with us. And
well, that's what it is. Throughout this whole thing, you meet people who are on the same path. I mean, we're all trying to just make people laugh. That's all. I mean, the problem is what, you know, and I see where you're talking, because the thing is they put a competition on it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? To me, it's mm-hmm. it's not a competition at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's right. it's one of those deals where it's just, you know, to me it's going up and doing comedy. But they like right. to look at it as, oh, it's competition, so maybe they're judging a certain way.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you just gotta look past that and, you know, just focus on the goal and just going up there and making people laugh, you know what I mean?
Right.
You deal with that shit, but just
right. No, I mean I was ecstatic to get the accolades and
right.
stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
I just,
but you see where it's come from, so right. yeah, I got right. it. Yeah. But you were awkward. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, so Chris, do you have anything you want to promote? Any upcoming dates or anything like that?
No, not okay. really.
That's
I mean,
cool.
I wish I had something to, you know,
promote, that's fine.
Prop up, but I don't.
Yeah,
not really.
That's fine. Where's that? Anyway, we got a show coming.
Oh, the flyer? We'll post it. Boom.
Yeah, we got a show coming up, and it's June 28th.
It'll be in Erie, PA, everybody. You know, it's gonna be a rocking show. We're trying to make a statement with the Midnight Pocket Podcast Presents comedy show.
You know, if you're in the area, please don't forget, you know, come through it and share your laughter. All you Erie comics, come through. We would love to meet you.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. This guy is from Erie.
Yeah. I'll be up there in April, man. I'm going to see the Erie Festival. I'm going to go up there and chop it up.
So to the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
You know, and this is Chris Davidson. Yo, Jay, where can they find you at, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the_great_CoreE. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast. Yo, Chris, where can they find you at, man?
Chris Davidson Comedy.
On Instagram, right?
Instagram.
Yeah, well, yep. I'm going to have it in the description, everybody.
Hey, Chris, out. Thanks. Thank you very much for joining
yeah,
us.
Yeah, man.
Good episode, man.
Appreciate you being good here, sir.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Peace out.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.